Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Eason here with Alex King. Today is Tuesday, October the 22nd, 2019. It is 4 p.m. New York time, 1 p.m. Los Angeles, 9 p.m. in London, 5 a.m. in Tokyo, and 6 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. But wherever you are in the world, thanks for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And if you're hearing those strange sounds in the background, that's Alex trying to get everything set up so she can get going here. She came in a little bit late, but that's okay. We'll put up
with it. Okay, I'm good. I'm going.
It's worth it. It's worth it. What does your t-shirt say? I can see half of it. I should have come with a warning label. Yeah, well, I understand that. Yeah, there was no warning label when I signed you on to become a co-host. There should have been. I mean,
no. If you'd have scrolled through my Facebook page, that was a warning label.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. You got me there. That's fair. Fair is fair.
You didn't do your Facebook stalking. That was
your problem. See, that's it. Yeah. I don't even like Facebook shoes, let alone Facebook stockings. Uh-huh. Okay. There's the dad joke for the day. We got that out of the way.
Well, no, because I had one, but okay, whatever.
Well, you can bring yours in. What's your dad joke?
Okay. What do you get when you divide the circumference by the diameter of a pumpkin?
Of a pumpkin?
Yeah.
The circumference by the diameter?
Yep.
I give up. What do you get?
Pumpkin pie.
Ah, there we go. One of my favorites, too. I love pumpkin pie. Little whipped cream, little ice cream. Yeah,
yeah, like no, I'm black. We don't do pumpkin pie. We do sweet potato.
They're pretty close. I mean, it's not like there's a huge amount of difference between the two.
I don't like either, personally, but that's just what I was told. Due to cultural differences, I'm not allowed to like pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin anything. I'm not a pumpkin spice person that gets all excited when September rolls around. Not me.
Well, I can't say I get this, excited in September. For me, it's just part of Thanksgiving because that's what I always had, I think, for anything else. Mm-hmm. And we had other pies, apple and blueberry and various kinds. But
well, I'm talking about like the pumpkin spice lattes that magically appear every September.
Ah, well, yes. Okay. I don't do
the
lattes.
Basic Becky's.
Yes.
I don't either. No.
Yeah. Coffee was... I gave up on coffee about 40 years ago, and I haven't been interested in going back since. Oh, well.
What do you Sounds mean? Like a plan to me.
So anyway, your topic you came up with was love, which is a good topic. And I'll throw in a secondary topic. We can kind of bounce around between them.
All right.
This actually was posted by somebody on Facebook in the mm-hmm. Law of Attraction Changed My Life group. Mm-hmm. It's a very simple question. She says, now you have to listen to the wording. Why shouldn't I be afraid to manifest anything that I want?
Yeah, I saw this.
Now, that's an interesting way of phrasing a question, right?
It is. It is.
Because you can hear the fear in the question.
Right.
You know, why shouldn't I be afraid? Like, well, you know, it's like the reverse of that is, well, why should I be afraid? Well, why should you be afraid? I don't know. Why would you be afraid? Tell me.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it kind of hinted at the idea that, well, if I can manifest anything that I want, that's terrifying, so I should be afraid of that. So you should talk me out of why shouldn't I be afraid of that? I should be afraid of that, shouldn't I? That's basically what she's saying.
That is a very confusing worded question.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. No. I that's why I think it's all about the fear. And in fact, Louis D'Souza responded to it and basically addressed it as a fear question, which I think mm-hmm. it is.
It's
a
yeah, fear question. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Interesting thing that came along with it is... Well, I kind of turned the question around. I said, well, why be afraid of manifesting anything you want? Why bother? You know.
Well, unless you think – if you're thinking negatively and that's all you're manifesting, then, yeah, maybe you should be a little fearful.
Well, I guess so, yeah. I was basically trying to get her to explain the question a little bit. So
right,
that's why I
asked
right. it that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she actually replied. She said she's afraid of it coming out wrong. For example, she wants one particular guy, but with, you know, not a particular guy, but a kind of guy. But if there are too many characteristics that she needs to match up, then she's afraid it's not going to happen, so she's going to get the wrong guy.
Well, first of all, thinking that way is where you're starting off wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, yes, there you can compromise on some things, but you should have your ideal person that you want to be with.
Yeah. In fact, you've told me you've had quite a bit of success finding people who matched every single item on your list, which is
pretty good.
You know?
Kenny matches everything on my list, mm-hmm. minus the fact that he has cats and the fact that he smokes, but he is quitting. I don't know what we're doing about the cats.
Okay. Well, as a cat owner, I'll leave that one on the table, but the smoking part I can appreciate.
Right, right. Well, his daughter wants him to quit, and I also do not date smokers, so I was like,
I don't blame you.
That's got to go.
That was always one of my first ones. Like, no, smoker, not interested. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And even when I was in my lowest level of self-confidence, I still didn't want to put up with a smoker. I mean, it was that big of a no-no for me.
Mm-hmm. It's just gross.
It is.
Ugh.
I mean, there's the old joke about kissing an ashtray, and it's not far off.
Oh, he has to brush his teeth before he enters my bedroom every single time.
I hear you.
It's not just washing your hands when you leave the bathroom. No, you get your toothbrush. It's a whole ritual.
I would think you'd have to use mouthwash and everything else.
Oh, yep. He's got his own special, it's a little tiny shot glass cup with a K on it, so he can use the mouthwash and, yep.
Okay.
Got his own toothbrush and everything.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's also a whole lot easier just to stop smoking.
Well, we're working on that, but he's been smoking for 20 years, so.
He's got quite the habit built up.
Then. A little bit.
That's an interesting thing. I don't think we've ever talked about that particular kind of habit, an
addictive habit.
At least not.
No, we haven't.
You and I haven't. I know Joel and I did, but that was a couple of years ago. We haven't really gone into that on the show lately. But
all right, let's blend all these bad Larrys together.
Yeah, there's a few of them going on here. So addictive habits. First of all, what do you think an addictive habit is? Is it truly something where you're physically addicted and nothing you're going to do is going to make any difference? Because that's one of the
arguments. I think there's many different types. You can be mentally addicted. You can be physically addicted. You could be emotionally addicted.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the situation of what the thing is. I think the hardest thing to quit is a physical addiction.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, because a physical addiction is also wrapped up in the other couple. They're also mentally have components to it. And also, what was the other one? Emotionally has components to it.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, you created three different dividers, but they're pretty much overlapping each other. There's not a whole lot of distinction between them.
Well, no, because if you're emotionally addicted to something, like, that's a little easier to let go because you probably don't have physical or, well, you probably do have mental attachment to it, otherwise it wouldn't be emotional. But yeah.
I would argue that you probably have, whether you realize it or not, some physical attachment as well because of the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're focusing on something in an emotional way, that's going to produce some kind of physical result.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say, I understand why people differentiate on physical, emotional, mental, but really, there's so much overlap, I'm not sure that it's a valid distinction.
That's possible. That is possible.
So, yeah, and the thing that I like to think about where it comes to this kind of thing, addictions, and basically an addiction is it's like a momentum-driven thing. It's something that's been going on for so long. It's very habitual.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, it's just, you've been doing it so long, you can't even imagine not doing it.
Right, right.
And like Abraham says, a habit, well, Abraham expressed it in terms of a thought, but it really is also true of a habit, because a habit is basically a thought that's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A habit is a thought that you keep thinking over and over again. It's a belief. It's a belief that has become a certainty.
It's almost a religion.
Almost. For some people, mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
And you can particularly see it with cigarette smokers because they, even if it means having to go out into minus 20 degree temperatures to smoke their cigarette, they're going to go out into minus 20 degree
temperatures. Oh, yeah. Frostbite and all.
Yeah. Yeah. About the only thing warm is the lips at that point. But it raises the question, you know, what's going on there? Is it truly that they're going to go into, you know, fit of some kind if they don't have the cigarette? And
there's,
if they do, what is
so
it?
So many issues with it.
Is it their choice that they're going into it? Is it that they're being dragged into it? Like all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to have a fit. Oh, I can't control it.
Well, it's more like the fear of the fit.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of fear.
Yeah. So fear basically is programmed fear.
Yeah. Hashtag
programmed fear. That's it. So, yeah. Addiction's a tough thing, but it's also something that can be unwound. I mean, there are lots of approaches to overcoming addiction. I mean, they have all the stuff you can buy in stores for, say, a cigarette addiction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I bought some of that.
Yeah? Were you a smoker?
No, I bought it for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, never, not never a smoker. Oh. Mm.
I tried it once, and I was like, well, no, I'm done.
I was just like, I got diagnosed with asthma when I was like 10, so after that like, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to die.
I can understand that. Yeah. Yeah, when it's hard enough to take a breath, you don't want to inhibit it even more.
Exactly. I was like, no. And I like my lungs pink, so I'm trying to do that. I remind him every day. I'm like, your lungs are getting darker and darker than I am. Just saying.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
He's like, it's black like my soul. I was like, okay. That took a turn.
So tell me again, why is it you like this guy so much?
Because he's hilarious, that's why.
Ah, I see. In a kind of dry sort of way, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, definitely dry. Dark. But, okay. I like all types of humor, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, then, it's going to sound like that I'm hoping your relationship breaks apart, and that's not the case, but I'm going to be interested to see how long this lasts.
Things are looking good.
Are they?
Things are looking real, real good.
Because, I mean, this is the kind of scenario, and I'm not saying this is the kind of person you are, but this is the kind of scenario where certain people could get all wrapped up in, I'm going to change him. I'm going to make him better.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
And you wouldn't do that, I know.
No.
But I could see that. I could see it evolving into something like that where he's almost like dragging you there potentially.
I mean, it was his choice to tell me that he's trying to quit in the first place. So I was just like, all right, let me help you along with my free Amazon gift card.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to order you something to help you quit.
Okay. Well, then we'll just have
to table like it. I like being helpful.
That's good. There's no doubt about that. I'm not sure if it actually creates a relationship, but hey, we'll see.
It doesn't. I mean, it creates appreciation.
If it's genuine appreciation, that's good.
Yeah, he genuinely appreciates everything I do for him. And I'm the same with him.
Well, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that raises an interesting thought in my mind.
Uh-huh.
So much of what happens with relationships, both relationships that succeed and relationships that fail, mm-hmm. is directly associated, as we know, with self-confidence.
Yes.
How much self-confidence, how much self-esteem do you have?
All of it.
Well, I know you. You actually went back.
I thought you were asking me. Okay.
No, I know you went back for seconds. I understand.
I sure did. This was God making me. Oh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Self-esteem and self-awareness. Oh, I spilt it.
I spilt it. Yeah, that's good.
Don't clean it up. Just brush it all together. It'll be fine.
That's right. Yeah. But here's my question. How much do you think addiction is tied to self-esteem?
Depends on the addiction.
Why is that?
Because I feel like drinking is different from with self-esteem wise as far as cigarette smoking, because I feel like cigarette smoking is more accepted, like more
really?
People's, yeah, well, more than people that are alcoholics.
Okay.
As far as like, oh, you smoke, you're gross, but you know, I'll still hang out with you. But alcoholics is like, you don't want that sloppy mess around you anymore. Can't handle your liquor, you gotta go.
Okay, I hadn't heard that viewpoint before, but that's interesting.
I mean, just think about it. Would you rather hang out with someone who's going to go outside and take a break every 10 minutes, or would you rather hang out with somebody who's embarrassing you and throwing up all over your floor?
I'd be asking for a third option.
I mean, me too, but...
That's kind of like, you know, would you rather be shot in the belly or poked in the eye with a stick? Like, no, I don't want either one of those. Thank you very much.
I would say poked in the eye because I can come back from that.
No, I'm not going to go there at all. Like,
that's how you play the
game. Well.
That's how you play the game. Well, you only have two options.
But I don't play that game. I walk away from the game.
Oh, Lord.
See, this is how you actually create health instead of having it dosed upon you. You have to, I mean, because if you're starting from a place of being not self-confident, you have to build it up.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. that's one of the best ways to build it up. Walk away from scenarios where it's a lose-lose.
Mm. All right, I feel you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I actually think that's another way of saying focus your attention on what you prefer rather than on what you don't prefer.
And that's what it's always about.
That's always what it's about. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you follow that rule. If you can follow it consistently...
Yeah.
Continuously. You really can't go wrong.
Yeah. Consistency is key.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. And we could do an entire show on that one, by the way.
We definitely could. And should on Thursday. I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal in my life because I have a frosting and cheese consistency issue. Like, it has to even out. It's got to be sauce to cheese, cake to frosting. Consistency has to be. But that's a whole nother story.
Apparently, we're going to have to delve into that because I really have no idea what you're saying.
It's just my low-key OCD issues. Like, the frosting ratio, the ratios have to balance out. That's the consistency I'm talking about.
So you're like Alan Turing, who has to make sure that the carrots aren't touching the peas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The peas are green and the carrots are orange and they should never touch each other.
I don't know why they shouldn't touch each other. I just know they should. I don't have logic behind my madness. I'm just like, no touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Yeah, I'm the 36-year-old with the plate with the lines in it. Separate my food. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And plastic forks because I can't stand the metal scraping against my teeth. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't do it.
I'm amazed that I didn't flip you out when we had lunch.
Well, I don't care what you do. I just can't. Because I asked for plasticware. Well, actually, no, I didn't because I had chips and dips. So never mind.
Yeah, I think we had silverware. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah, we did have silverware, yeah. But I didn't need it to eat anything, so I'm not worried about it.
I can't remember what I had to be honest. I think it must have been lobster or something, but I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was delicious. I remember that.
I remember that, too.
It was delicious, which is the most important thing to remember anyway.
That's all that matters about a restaurant. Hashtag fresh catch Cape Cod.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice. So let's see, anything, well, first of all, Jenny says, going back to our earlier conversation, yums, love sweet potatoes. And Jeffrey says, love you guys. Jenny says, hello to Jeffrey. Jeffrey says, I feel like we're all getting to know each other on deeper levels now. Even after all this time, we are still learning about each other.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
Oh, and thank you, Jeffrey, for wishing me a happy birthday the other day. I appreciate that.
There you go. That was great.
Yeah.
Plus, it doesn't hurt that your birthday comes within a couple days of our anniversary of doing the show together. So
2 days.
There it is. Yeah.
And it just happened to be a Tuesday and a Thursday this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we lucked out.
So we were able to do both of the days as part of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
That won't happen again for another 7 years.
That's about right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know because what's it called? That thing in February. Deep year? Thank you.
Yeah, actually, that gets calculated into it. But, you know, who knows if 7 years from now we'll still be doing Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Facts. We do change our schedule a lot.
I mean, we changed it 3 or 4 times in the past year.
Yep.
You know, at this rate, we could be doing it on Saturdays and Sundays for all I know. You know, which
true.
I really, wouldn't be advocating right now, but nevertheless. So you brought up the idea of talking about love, and I have to admit, that's not something we've done as a full topic. So
no,
why don't you
haven't.
Tell me what you had in mind when you brought that one up. Was there anything this?
Kenny and I have moved it to that point in our relationship.
Ah, okay.
And today is our 1 month anniversary, so.
Happy 1 month anniversary then.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, okay, now I have to bring in the question, what are we talking about with love? Because usually with a relationship, for most people, it starts off as lust. And then at some point, the question is, has lust become love?
No, we didn't start off with lust. That was the thing. No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. So you went right to love and skipped the lust entirely.
Yep.
Okay.
Or just wrapped it all up into one.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So usually whenever we have a topic has some kind of challenge or difficulty, but love doesn't really have a challenge. Love is just like, it's beautiful. So how do you want to go?
It does have a challenge when it comes, when we're talking about self-love and how a lot of people don't do a lot of it.
Okay. So expound on that for a moment. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking a lot about the people who write into the Law of Attraction Change My Life group, and basic questions are usually, how do I get my ex back, or how do I get over this person very quickly? And I'm like, self-care and self-love, and you know, start off with loving yourself and then start, you know, manifesting your special someone and your characteristics and making your list and all that stuff. But you got to start with yourself first.
Yeah, it's true. If you can't love yourself, how can you expect anybody else to?
Yeah.
And that's the nub of it right there.
Basically, that's all it is. I mean, like, if you can't appreciate yourself, how do you expect somebody else to appreciate you?
And in fact, what most people do who are not in their highest level of appreciation of themselves is they're looking for somebody else to do it for them.
Right, and that's the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, not only, it's not even that it's wrong, it's counterproductive. It's not going to get you where you want to be.
Facts. And if you're not loving yourself, you're not in the right vibrational area to even get what you want, personally.
Right.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, so even if you do get somebody else to play that role for you, you won't even know it because you're not in that space.
Exactly. Oh, man. It's rough out here.
Yeah, that summarizes the negative side. Well, if you don't have that self-love, you're not going to be able to get there. On the other side of the coin, I'm going to propose an idea, see if you think it's true.
Okay.
I would think that if you are truly someone who does love yourself the way you should, the way you need that love from others is just going to come. You don't even have to work at it. It's just
exactly
there.
Exactly.
And
it's definitely true.
In fact, it's more like being a kid in a candy store. Like, which sweetie do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I was never, like, so depressed when, like, a relationship didn't work out, because I'm like, okay, but I'm amazing, so next. Literally, next.
Because you felt good about yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was it. I've noticed, I never really had the experience before I met Louise, to be honest.
Yeah.
That was about the time when I was starting to build myself up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've built myself up a lot. Now, I'm about to say something that sounds like I'm getting ready to leave Louise, and that is not the case at all. But I just want to kind of, you know, pre-frame it a little bit. Because since I've really built myself up over the last 20 years that Louise and I have been together, my self-confidence has gotten so big that I now get reactions from women that I never got before.
Because you're beaming.
Because I'm beaming, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting. I don't know how else to describe it. There are times where I just have to kind of blink my eyes and say, was that directed to me?
Yeah. Well, that's because you're going back to the old Walt who was like, no, I'm a wallflower. They're not talking to me.
Well, that's what the built-up experience was. Talk about habits. That's what the habitual experience was.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm getting information that contradicts that old experience. And it's nice. I like
it.
You know, it's a little bit disconcerting at times. When we went to the Cape to visit you and then to hang out for a week at the Cape, there was one time we went to one of the beaches and this woman walks by me and she gives me this look and I'm thinking, oh my God, what is she doing? She's examining me in minute detail. And like, what is this? I'm not used to this.
She was undressing you with her eyes.
I was trying not to say that, but yes, that's what she was doing. That's exactly what she was doing. Let's put it this way. Her eyes are not looking at mine.
So I'm all the way up here, baby. All the way up here.
And it was surreal. I mean, it's almost like I did my dating backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You did. You lucked out considering you did it backwards.
I did great. I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't trade Louise for anyone.
Facts.
But yeah. It's just a strange thing. So, first of all, I definitely recommend working on self-esteem if you're not hooked up with somebody yet, if you're not connected with somebody, do it
even
now.
Even if you are.
Well, yes, even if you are.
You can be a better partner.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. But especially for those who are not yet, this is the time to do it.
Yep.
Because, first of all, it'll all make sense when it happens. It didn't make sense to me. It happened in the reverse order. And secondly, it'll be much easier for you to find that person you're looking for.
Yes. Because what you're putting out there is what you're going to get back. So if you're putting out amazing, you're going to get amazing back.
And then, like you say, for those who are already in a relationship, particularly, I'm going to suggest, particularly if it's in its very early stages, even more important to build up the self-esteem.
Yep, definitely.
So that you don't slip into one of those
needy situations.
Yeah, needy situations, categories of you know, the relationship starting to fall apart. It's not working. They're growing in different directions. I mean, yeah, there's like a long list of all the different ways that relationships.
Yeah, you got to be able to make it past the honeymoon phase without faltering.
The honeymoon phase. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens if you're building self-esteem. Because when you're building self-esteem, what you're really doing is growing.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
And that was something that Louise and I discussed very early on. The relationships that succeed are the ones where both people in the relationship grow at similar rates. Not necessarily the same,
mm-hmm.
but at similar rates and roughly in a similar direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that happens, the relationship's going to just keep getting better.
I'll tell you an example of that.
Okay.
We all know I don't like to go outside. We all know I don't like the dark. So what did I do last night?
Went outside in the dark?
Went outside in the dark.
Wow.
Because it was our anniversary and there was a meteor shower and Kenny wanted to watch it. Aww. So we sat in the backyard and we watched the meteor shower.
You watched the Orionid shower. That's great.
Yes, we did.
Did you get a good view of it? Because supposedly we weren't supposed to get a whole lot. But
well, it wasn't like a spectacular show, but we did see a couple of little streaks going across the sky.
Oh, cool. All right.
There's not a lot of light pollution in my area, so it's easy to see. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, when you're on the Cape, you're not near a major city, so.
Well, that, and there's literally no lamppost. There's, on my street, nothing, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. And how romantic, too, shooting stars. I mean, come on.
I know. He's very romantic like that.
That's great. How cool that you get a shooting star display when you're 1 month into your relationship. That's good.
Exactly. That's really exactly cool. At midnight. So it was like,
at midnight, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good. So
yeah, it was cute.
Now, I got to ask you a question that's a little bit different from what other people who have varying degrees of self-esteem would say, because since I've known you, you've always displayed a very high level of self-esteem.
Yep.
So do you work on yourself?
Not on purpose, more like a default setting.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of makes sense to me, because even if you're in a really good place, and you are, and I am also at this point in time, you got to keep growing.
Yeah.
I also
don't complain about the things I don't like. I just, I have stretch marks. All right, let me get some cream for that. Okay, I feel a fat. All right, let me work out, or let me watch what I'm eating, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Just, if you have a problem, you can only solve it yourself. So just work on it yourself and then see where it takes you.
Well, also, if you're in a good frame of mind, if you're in high self-esteem, you don't even have to do all that much to solve it.
Fact, there are some days where I'm like, you know what? I look good. I really don't care. I'm not getting my steps in today because I'm having a good butt day.
A good butt day.
These jeans look fabulous on me. That was me the other day. I was like, ooh, these are cute pair of pants. And then I was like, oh, I haven't worn these since I was 20. Okay.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, by default.
It's a great default to have. I mean,
yeah.
Probably saying, where can I go buy that? It sounds great.
At alex.com. Just kidding.
Alex.com.
Soon to come.
Soon to come. Have you reserved the domain name?
I have not. I just thought of it right now.
Yeah, well, those four-digit ones are hard to get, so go ahead and try to get it. But maybe go for Alex King. But
Maybe.
So let's see. Anybody asking any questions here? Oh, Jeffrey's asking, who wouldn't be attracted to seeing a man or a woman that is secure in love? Yeah, really?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that summarizes it very nicely.
But there's also the side of it where some people are literally looking for that. They're like, okay, you have a ring. That means you don't have commitment issues, which means you could commit to me. They're not thinking about all the interweavings of the breaking up marriages and all that stuff. They're just thinking of their future. Yeah. I know some people like that, and I'm like, really? That's how we're thinking?
To be honest, I'm not sure they're really thinking about their future.
They want what you have, so yeah, they are.
Well, let's put it this way. They haven't gamed out their future very much.
No, they haven't thought of it well, I will
yes.
say.
Yes.
But, you know, they are thinking about it.
One of the things about living in this universe is that the law of attraction always applies.
Yes.
So what you put out there, you always tend to get back. So when you put out there, I'm going to break into a relationship, you tend to get back breaking relationships.
That's why they say how you get them is how you lose them.
So this isn't exactly like something you have to think far out ahead about. You can get
three
steps and you're done.
Yeah, basically. Unless you like being the other woman, then you like being a side piece. That's your prerogative.
Yeah, I never understood that.
Both there are some women who don't want. Yeah, they are some. I'm going to say for women, there are some women who don't want the responsibility of a full time relationship. They just want to be available when they're available, and then you can leave when you leave. That's it.
Okay. Do you believe that these people who are in that mindset, do you believe that they understand that they're not going to have a long term relationship?
Well, that's not what they want.
You think they really do get that, and they're saying, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's because they've been hurt somewhere in the past that they think that that's all they can get.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know what, this is all I deserve, or something of that. I'm sure they're not thinking that out loud, but definitely subconsciously they're like.
No, definitely not out loud.
Yeah.
No.
If you heard yourself out loud, you feel real dumb right now.
Well, along the same lines, let me ask you a question that you probably don't know a whole lot better than I do, but
Okay. Since
you're female and male, I'm male, I'll say, well, you know it a little bit better than I do.
Okay.
Explain a gold digger to me. Why would somebody want to just marry for money?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't you?
Just for money?
I mean, it's gross to me because I think of the things I'd have to do for this money, but I mean, it's money.
I mean, I've had plenty of issues with attracting money in my life, but never so much that I'd be willing to. I mean, assume for the sake of discussion, I was an American gigolo, right? I was like the ideal person that every woman wanted. I can't imagine myself going through that. I mean, just putting just even thinking about it for a split second is more than I can tolerate.
I agree.
That's why I understand.
Agree. But at the same token, I have watched documentaries on sugar babies.
And?
Sugar babies are, it's a whole legitimate business. There's dating apps specifically to match up millionaires with sugar babies and male, female, straight, gay, transgender, whatever. You can have any flavor you want. As long as you're willing to pay their rent.
Yeah. And the rent is rather high.
Yeah. Well, because they're living that lifestyle and that's what they want to stay at. So it's crazy what people will do. And I'm
it
like,
is.
You could just get a job. That's just me.
You could learn how the law of attraction works and not have to go that route.
Well, maybe that's what they're using the law of attraction for, to attract a millionaire so they don't have to pay their own bills.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. It comes in many shapes and forms.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All the same thought keeps going through my head over and over and over again. Be careful what you wish for.
Facts.
Holy cow. Because... There
Everybody
are
trying to live that Anna Nicole Smith life. Like,
yeah, how'd that work out?
I couldn't do it. No, I don't have it in me.
I mean, that's just...
I'm vomiting just thinking about it. Oh, God.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's revolting.
Oh.
Talk about it being a surface relationship. Everything
yes.
is on the surface
yes.
at that point. There's
exactly.
no depth.
Because even... On the other side, if you gain weight or don't look the same when throughout the relationship, the millionaire will dump you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's clearly a surface relationship.
Yeah. 100%.
You're just eye candy. And it's not even the thing about sugar babies is a lot of them aren't sleeping with these people that are the millionaires.
You'll have to explain that one.
They're basically escorts. They're just there for the company. They're not in there to be eye candy. They're not there to, you know, have
they're
a full relationship. Rent-a-babies, yes.
Okay.
Long-term, short-term leases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think
rent-a-babies.
I think it's all short-term leases as far as I can tell.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, but in many cases, you know, 2 or 3 hours and you're done. I mean,
well, no, these are full out, like I've been with this, not me personally, sorry, but these sugar babies are like, oh, I've been dating this guy for 4 years, and he pays my rent, and he pays for all my plastic surgery to keep me looking the way he wants me to look. So, it's crazy on both sides.
Wow.
Yeah. But the documentaries are interesting. But again, that's my bubble. It's over there. It's on the 4K TV.
Well, that's what a lot of TV seems to be about these days, is kind of peering in on lifestyles that one would never actually actively engage in.
Just to see
what they're like.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially TLC does a lot. No, it's not TLC. I think it's Discovery. There was a show called Taboo that did specifically things that, like, we wouldn't think is mainstream, but, like, there's a whole culture about it.
Really?
And I think that's probably where I saw the Sugar Baby documentary.
Okay. I guess it just goes to prove for, you know, when you have 7 to 8 billion people on the face of the planet, you're going to have 7 to billion, 8 billion different choices on how to have a lifestyle.
Actual factuals.
You know, so that's going to cover almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it covers everything for all I know.
Oh, man.
Yes, there are only 8 billion possible ways to live a life.
Oh, only? Okay. I thought there were infinite, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought, too.
We were wrong.
Oh, well. So, love. Wow. I mean, love. Where does love fit into that?
Love comes in many different forms.
But where does love fit into what we just described? It is so surface. Well, there's no love going on there.
Well, with the whole Anna Nicole Smith thing, if you watch her documentary, she really did love Howard, whatever his name was.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think you would have to be able to make out with a 90-year-old man. I couldn't do it. Could not do it.
I guess it depends on factors that I can't even imagine.
Right? Anybody has any insight, please come to the live stream or email me at alex@loatoday.net, please.
And once you've done that, we'll examine it from an LOA perspective and ask ourselves why you brought that particular example to us.
I thought you started it, but okay.
I think I probably did. I usually do. I'm a troublemaker that way.
Uh-huh.
So, Jenny's asking an interesting thing. Could people looking to be sugar babies have low self-esteem and few job options?
I wouldn't say few job options, but I will say that they choose to live a better lifestyle without having to actually work. Like, there are sugar babies out there, they're like, no, I'm not working. Like, who wants a 9-to-5 when I can sit out here and tan and look the best I'm looking and still get paid? That was literally, that was a quote.
Okay.
But low self-esteem, I definitely feel like that. If you're allowing someone else to dictate how your body's going to look, and you're going along with it, and this isn't encouraging, babe, we should go to the gym together. No. This is, I'm getting you lips because I like big lips. That's definitely some self-esteem issues right there.
I tend to agree. But
yeah.
Now here's where we could actually be going in separate directions, though.
Mm.
Because Louise and I agree on something that I think you'll probably disagree with.
Ooh.
And that is, we tend to believe that, kind of along the same lines, is tattooing.
Oh, okay.
Because from our viewpoint, I don't think I go quite as far as Louise goes. Louise says that tattooing is for people who basically want to hurt themselves on some level. Because they might put themselves through pain.
It doesn't even hurt, though.
Oh, okay. Well, never having had a tattoo, I wouldn't know.
Well, it depends on where on your body that you're getting the tattoo. Because
I would think that would make a difference.
Yeah. Wherever the skin is the thinnest is where it starts to hurt.
Yeah, okay. All right. And I think she also, I guess I kind of would too, not necessarily, but she also associates that with people who pierce.
Mm-hmm. They usually do go hand in hand.
Because piercing definitely involves at least some amount of pain, unless you're talking about earlobes.
For a few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a certain amount of pain that you're engaging in order to do this piercing thing. I never really understood why someone wants to pierce. Maybe you can explain that part to me.
I think mainly it's for aesthetic reasons. Like, they like how it looks. Or depending on if they're in nether regions, it's definitely for feelings.
What do you mean nether regions?
Getting your undercarriage pierced.
Okay.
That's strictly for sexual pleasure.
And that's a form of sexual pleasure I can't even fathom.
I mean, I've never run into it. I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I mean. I mean, that to me sounds like somebody who is choosing pain.
But it's not painful all the time. It's painful for that 5 seconds that it enters your body, and that's it. And then the rest of it is pleasure and or pleasure, yeah. how people see you or whatever.
They're still choosing it. I'm not saying they're wrong to choose it. Don't
get
me wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying they're evil for. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why they'd want to choose it.
Yeah. Well, I choose tattoos because I like displaying memories or important things on permanently on my body.
Okay, so I guess a memory stick doesn't quite cut it for you as far as that's
concerned. A memory stick.
Because it's not permanently attached to your body.
I like the fact that when I'm like in my 70s or 80s and my niece asks me, what's that tattoo mean? Well, I'll tell you. And then I have a whole, you know, it's like a coffee table book.
Of course, when you're in your 70s, it could be that the tattoo that was shaped like this is now sagging down to a shape like this.
Well, no, I only get tattoos in places that aren't going to sag, specifically for that reason. Because I'm like, I don't want my butterfly to look like a ladybug in 10 years.
Good example. I like that. Yes. That summarizes it nicely.
Yeah.
I remember reading a novel where one of the characters was literally covered with tattoos. And this was long before tattooing was a thing. This was you know, 70s and 80s, that kind of thing. And the author wrote it as if it was an act of love for this person. This person was expressing her love. It was a she. She was expressing her love of what was important in her life by having it all tattooed on her body.
Yeah,
so you feel that's what it's about?
Yeah, that's what it's about for me, at least.
Okay. You think it's true for most people?
I would say, yeah. Most times, if you ask somebody about their tattoos, there's a full story behind it.
Okay.
Not just, well, I was drunk and on tequila and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them start off like that, but then most of them are, you know, have meaning and beautiful stories behind them. Like, oh, this is my grandfather. He was, you know, a war veteran, blah, 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 you know. Stuff like that.
And the other part about tattooing that really just turns me off is I've seen people who have very intricate tattoos.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because of the ink they use or what, but for whatever reason, over time, they all get really, really dark.
Well, yeah, that's the nature of skin. So.
And when they get really dark, you can't really see what they are very well.
Well, those are also the old school tattoos that they get into your skin and then they start to turn blue. Like there's a whole different system now where your tattoos pretty much stay. And you're supposed to update your tattoos also after a couple of years. Meaning like every maybe 5 to 10 years, you should get them redone so that the color stays fresh.
Okay.
Or just get a good tattoo artist and knows what they're doing. So your stuff doesn't turn blue and look like prison tattoos.
I have to say, maybe I haven't seen very many tattoos because I have not yet seen any that didn't look like they were getting darker.
And hold on, it's upside down. Hold on. Wait.
I can kind of sort of see it. Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Well, it looks like a pen and ink type drawing in a sense.
Kinda.
You know, so in that sense, if that one gets dark, it's not going to be a big deal because it's got all the white space around it.
Well, okay, so you're talking about, like, full sleeves where everything, like, melded into each other?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Or you know, it looks like they've tried to colorize. They've tried to use color shading and so forth. But the problem is because skin is not a pure white or pure black or whatever, it's not a pure substance, it's going to have it's not going to be able to display something in a bright way that pops off the skin, so to speak. It's going to get very, very muted just because of that starting point. And then if over time...
But not now, not anymore, not with the type of ink that's being used.
No?
No.
Well, how do you make...
I'm going to send you some pictures of the tattoos that Kenny does. They're insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take a look at them.
Yeah, and they definitely pop.
Well, don't expect me to go out and get one, but I'm certainly willing to look.
If you do, you have to come to me. You have, for your first tattoo, you have to come to me.
It would be one of those things that you could pretty much bet on and win the bet every time that I would not get a tattoo.
All right, got it.
It would take an extraordinary situation for me to say, yeah, I'll get a tattoo. I mean, truly, truly extraordinary.
Like, what's the extraordinary situation? Like,
the entire Earth would shift.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we're talking major.
So you're gonna get earthquake 2002 on your,
If I knew for a fact that getting a small tattoo on my arm would eradicate poverty, I'd say, okay, I'll consider that.
Okay, all right.
Now, but that's a pretty major shift.
That is a pretty major shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know anyone who can guarantee that. So, you know, bet against me getting a tattoo. It's a safe bet.
Wow. All right. Now who's manifesting negatively?
Mm. Well, actually, no. The way I look at it is I'm manifesting clean, clear skin.
But you're also manifesting poverty by saying, we'll never do it.
Well, I probably would never tie it to the question of poverty anyway, but still, I was using that as an example of that's how big a difference
it has
to be.
It's cool. I got you. You could get a temporary tattoo.
Oh, now this is interesting. We're getting some people in the audience who are sharing some ideas here.
Ooh.
And I think part of it is a little bit of trolling, but that's okay. It's kind of fun.
Oh, let the trolls come in. They need their 5 seconds, so let them in.
I'm trying to pick up the gist of it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not even going to try. I am not even going to try. I mean, trying to parse this conversation is beyond anything I know what to do. So I'll let you tune in. You see if you can figure out what to say about it.
Damn, I was going to say my tablet is... Oh, my computer's alive. Hold on. I can do this. I just organized my whole desk so I can multitask.
Apparently, this one person thinks very highly of himself. Slyrax Dabone, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he thinks highly of himself because?
Well, first of all, he thinks he's the one who should do the tattooing. And second of all, he says you couldn't handle a Cyrax manifestation. But he's saying,
wow,
like, to this other person that he's having this conversation with. So, yeah, there's a lot of, there's some testosterone in the air here.
A little bit. Sounds like low T to me. Sounds like low testosterone to me.
Yeah, something in there, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we were talking about self-esteem earlier, right?
Yeah.
So, I can't hate on him
for trying to boost his self-esteem by saying he's a really good tattoo artist.
I can't hate on for that either. But the question that enters my mind is, well, okay, if he comes on talking that kind of, I won't call it trash, but he's talking, I don't know, building things up about himself. How do you say that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say it. Self-esteem. I'm going to have to.
Okay. So if he comes on to build self-esteem that way, do you think, I guess the question is, do you think he's going to succeed? Is he actually building a self-esteem?
I mean, in an outer sense, but internally, not so much.
Why is that?
I don't feel like he believes what he's actually putting out there.
Ooh, there's a challenge right there. The gauntlet has hit the floor.
I'm not saying about his tattooing or anything. I'm saying, hold on, I gotta see what's happening.
Oh, you got the chat coming up. Okay.
Yeah, switch. I gotta switch my account. Tell me today.
Right. Oh, he interesting comment. Slyrex is all facetious.
Oh.
You can't handle my self-esteem levels, he says. I build skyscrapers of self-esteem, he says.
You challenge me to a self-esteem assan? Is that what's happening?
I'm not sure who he's challenging, but...
I will smoke you. I will smoke you. I will leave you in the corner crying with your thumb in your mouth.
Ooh! Let the trash talking begin.
All right, hold on. I got that clause. You can't... Okay, I'm reading what's happening now.
Oh, and Drama is saying he didn't get credit for using the word facetious first. I apologize. I didn't realize this was a contest. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Drama says, I have a thing for older men.
Yeah, I don't even want to go there.
I don't know if she's talking to you or she's talking about our sugar baby situation.
Either way, I don't want to go there.
Are we really talking about ourselves in the third person, Cyrax? Up and down these halls. I got your halls.
I think this show has definitely gone off the rails today. There are some times where we go a little bit crazy with the humor, and sometimes we go a little crazy with the topic, but today we're completely off the rails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are balls to the walls right now.
And I'm not sure how to rescue it. I've never been this far out in the netherworld, but that's not the right word. I don't even know where to bring it back to. Let's go back to the beginning. You said the topic was love, right?
It was love,
yes. Talk about a big leap. We're going to take a huge leap back to love at this point.
We're going to slip back into the vortex.
And the good news is there's only about 5 minutes left in the show, so we don't have to do a whole lot with it. But let's bring it back to reality here. Actually, the kind of reality I want. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
So, love, where should we be focusing our attention? Especially if we're building self-esteem, where should we be focusing our attention? Don't even look at him. Don't even. Just don't pay any attention. Feed the trolls.
I'm just going to say, no, he's not. No, he's not. And gross. No offense, Walt.
Oh, is he your sugar? Oh, gosh, no. No, I am not Alex's sugar daddy.
Never. He doesn't even pay me for this, so stop.
Not happening. Not happening. Nice try, though. Okay. Next question, please.
Okay. This is why you need to tune into the live stream, people. It's lit in here.
Either that or else it's why you want to stay away from the live stream.
The group chat is lit.
Holy cow. Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, someone needs to be blocked. What is happening?
So whenever I'm dealing with something that I really don't want my attention focused on, I redirect it to where I do want it to be. So
let's do that.
So going back to the question of love and self-esteem, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, let's say we'll use this indirectly. We'll use this particular scenario we've been dealing with here with these live streamers. Okay. I am currently being texted messages that I really don't want to have to deal with. In order to change my focus, I need to change it to something else. What if I can't think of something to change it to it at that particular moment in time? What's your strategy when you're dealing with something like
that? I just accept it. I'm just like, well, I'm freaking amazing, so this is why this is happening. I mean, who wouldn't?
So you go right back to self-esteem again.
Who wouldn't want to know about me and my life?
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
That's why we've been doing the show for a year.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, duh.
That's true. And indeed, what you're talking about really is coming back to who am I and why am I feeling good about who I am.
Yeah.
Because if I can remember that part, then it gets easy. Then I just kind of settle back into, oh, okay, life is good. I'm all right.
And also, what are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the world?
Such as?
With your self-love. Like, attributes do you have? Okay, whatever. My battery's dying, but I swore I plugged it in. Oh, pulled it so far, I unplugged it. Anyway.
This is definitely a show off the rails today.
Any hoodle. With my self-esteem and me, like I said, feeling so amazing, it's like that's my amazing. This is what I'm bringing to the table in any of my relationships, my friendships, mm-hmm. my family, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I meant. What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the world? How are you sharing yourself with the world?
And I kind of guess that you're not doing that for the purpose of bravado. You're not doing that to puff yourself up or something. Because I think that's what so many people do. Yeah, don't even look there.
I can't help it. All right, let me close the screen because I'm going to keep looking down.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so. Yeah. To the left, to the left.
Best line of the day. I like that one.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
Little Beyonce for everybody.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, with 2 minutes left, I the only thing I can think of is to do promos.
Promos, yeah.
The whole thing's kind of falling apart. Yeah. So if you're still listening, congratulations. Thank you for your determination to stick it out. And that just means that you really need to be subscribed so you can get all the rest of the insanity that comes out of these podcasts.
Yes.
5 days a week. And usually it is a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even today is a little bit fun in its own peculiar way.
Yeah.
But, you know, become a subscriber. Very simple to do. Just go to the homepage of the website, loatoday.net, and right at the top you will see how to do it just by clicking three or four times, and just like that you'll be a subscriber. By the way, we're on all the major platforms, too. We're
yep.
on, you know, we're on the Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts. We're on the iPhone Podcast app. We're on Spotify. We're on Pandora. We're on iHeart. I mean, we're on all of them. There's really none of the big ones.
I even found one. I can't remember the name of the app, but there's an app you can sign up for that pays you in, like, gift cards to listen to podcasts. And
cool.
We're on there, too.
All right. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
LOA Today has reached new heights. I love it.
Yes.
So, yeah, become a subscriber. And then check us out, too, on YouTube. You know, you can even watch the craziness that goes on in the live stream.
Yeah. And I hope all of our live streamers today are definitely subscribing right about now. And let me tell you how to do that. So what you're going to do is go to LOA Today podcast videos on YouTube and look down below and you see the red subscribe button. And next to the red subscribe button, there is a little silver bell. And when you click that bell, make sure you click all so you will always be notified when we're live.
Very succinct and to the point. I love it.
I try.
So it may have gotten a little bit wacky there for a bit, but we mm-hmm. pulled it back together at the end. That's good. That's a good way to end the show.
Yep. No,
what did we say that the topic was going to be on Thursday?
Consistency.
Consistency. Yeah, we needed a little bit of that.
So.
Okay.
Maybe we shouldn't have pushed it off till Thursday.
Well, we ran out of time. If it hadn't been for that, we would have been doing it today. But no, let's talk about.
Well, no, Thursday. I just mean the fact that maybe we should have been a little more consistent today.
Well, we'll use this as, you know, ammo.
There we go.
Fodder for
fuel for the fire. Yeah,
we're going to talk about on Thursday. So
mm-hmm.
reason to tune in on Thursday. So
yeah,
thank you for helping me put up with all this.
No problem.
Thank you, live streamers. You certainly lighten things up a great deal. Thank you to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. So bye, everybody.
Bye.
Kind of reminds me of an